Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ayin Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah on the top of daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. So we're continuing in Perek Ben Soiru Moira. So yesterday we spoke a little bit of Divrei Hakdama regarding the Ben Soiru Moira. We mentioned that the Parsha Ben Soiru Moira, which of course is in the beginning of Parshas Kiseitze, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches Yud Tes Chaf Chaf Aleph, it describes Kiyir Leish Bein Soira Umoira Einenu Shemeya B'Koy Lavavu B'Koy Imoy V'Yisru Oysoy V'Lo Yishma Aleya. The Torah says that the father and the mother of this child should, or maybe will, take the child, they'll bring them El Ziknei Iroi V'Al Shar Mekoymoy, and they're going to say B'Neinu Zeh Soira Umoira Einenu Shemeya B'Koy Leinu Zoyla V'Soyve. And the Pasuk says that this child is Chayiv Misa. Not only is he Chayiv Misa, he gets Skila, which is the most chomer of all Misa's Bezdin. Ur Gamu Kol Anche Iroi Ba'avonav Ames. And every member of the city played a role in stoning this child and giving him Skila. Ubiyarta Rami Kirbecha V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro. So when you read the Pesukim, it's very unclear what exactly did the Ben Soir Umayra do. The Torah describes him as being Soir Umayra. The Torah says he's a Zoylo V'Soifer. So says Rashi, what does Soiru Meira mean? Soirer, he was Sarmen Aderech. He veered off the Yiddish way. Umeira, Misarev B'Divrei Aviv. He's someone that's not listening to his parents. Like the Pasuk says, Einenu Shemeya B'Koy Lavev U'B'Koy Libay. So it sounds like that what he's doing here is twofold. Number one, there's a Ben Adam L'Makim component. He's Sarmen Aderech. And number two, Einenu Shemeya B'Koy Lavev U'B'Koy Limay, which is Umeira. He's Misarev B'divrei Aviv. Then the Torah says he's a Zoyl of a Soive, which we learned an entire Blat Gemara, which discusses what exactly is a Zoyl of a Soive. So Zoyl means he's indulging in Basar. Soive means that he's indulging in wine. But there's nothing specific mentioned that would lead you to understand why exactly it is that the Ben Zoyr Umayr is Chayiv Skila. And the truth is that we're not going to get to it this morning, but it's the Gemara on the top of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says it's true, that in fact, if you would take a look at what the Ben Soir Umayr did, he didn't do anything to beget a Chiyav Misa, certainly not Skila. Why then was he killed? He was killed Al Shem Soifai. Because as we saw in the Gemara yesterday, this child is engaged in things that he's not going to be able to stop doing. He fell in a rut that he's not going to be able to get himself out of. To the point that Chazal were Yoyrid L'Soiftaite Shal Adam, and they saw that this child eventually is going to do things for which he's going to be Chayiv Misa. It's absolutely, positively inevitable. So from that standpoint, Chazal said, why wait until he does the Aveira and kill him then? Rather than kill him after he actually does the Aveiras, we might as well give him Misa's Bezdin right now. But in terms of what he did do, he already showed Shrushim. He showed signs of being a Seira, which means Sarmen Aderech, and of being a Meir of someone that's not listening to his parents. Take a look at the Ramban. Right in the beginning of the parish of Ben Seiru Meir, the Ramban says, V'hine yeshal of Shnei Oichin, that this child did two things wrong. That's Umoira. He's not listening to his parents. And the second thing he did wrong is Zoylo V'Soife. And that's Soira. That's Sarmen Aderech. This is, of course, the Ramban L'Shitasa in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, an often quoted, at least in Kaisle Beis Medrash, an often quoted Ramban, where the Ramban says that a person can do everything based on what the Torah says you can and cannot do, and he can be considered a novel b'shus haTorah. What is he violating? He's violating the halacha of Kedoshim Tiyu. So says the Ramban that this child, like Rashi, is a Seirer and a Meirer. Seirer, Sarmen Aderech, he's being goyver on Kedoshim Tiyu. Meirer, Mesari, B'divrei Yaviv, it's for that reason he's a Makla of the Imoy. Those are the two Azores that this child is touching upon. It's interesting. Everyone asks Akasha, why does the Ben Soir Meirer get Skila? What did he do to get him Skila? Why exactly Skila? So if you look at the Rosh, it's Pirush HaRosh al HaTorah, and the Daske and the Bali Tosfos, the Rishonim say the reason he gets Skila is because a Makla of the Imoy is Chayiv Skila. Someone that curses his father or mother is Chayiv Skila. He's one of the Neskalim that we spoke about last week. And being that an integral part of the Ben Soir Umayra is that he's a Makla of the Imoy, like the Ramban says, he's a Moira, which means Misarev B'Divrei Aviv. He's a Nenu Shemeya B'Koy Loviv U'B'Koy Limoy. It's for that reason that the Ben Soir Moira got Skila. He gets the Misa Chamura from all the things that he did, from everything he did, the worst thing is he's a makl of v'ima, and a makl of v'ima in the worst case scenario is chayev skila. That's why the Ben Sayyid Meir is going to get skila. Another thing we spoke about yesterday is the Arachayim HaKadosh is diak. It doesn't say Eino Shemeya, it says Einenu Shemeya. And the Arachayim says that sometimes a child can find himself in a situation where it is impossible for him to listen. And the parents don't understand, and the rabbeim don't understand, and the psychologists don't understand. But the reality is, he's in a place where he's not in Einoi Shemeya. He doesn't even have free will. He's in an Einenu Shemeya. And if you listen to some of the Mechanchim today, this is a big theme that they're trying to explain to people that are dealing with this kind of situation, that very often the child is just not capable. Just like if he was physically a Chayla Lo Yaleinu, it would be impossible for him to change the way he is. It's not something that he chose to do or a situation that he can get himself out of. The same thing, people sometimes fall them into situations like this because they're chayli anefesh, but they're einenu shemeya b'koy lovu b'koy lima. But the big thing that we spoke about yesterday was the Chazal say, we're about to learn the Gemara, that the Ben Sayyid Umar is lehoyev alayasar liyay. So why was it given? It's darish v'kibal schar. We spoke out from Reb Sham Shul Farl Hirsch. I've heard Rabbi Jacobson quote this, but Reb Sham Shul Farl Hirsch, who said that the reason the Torah gave us a parasha for Darish V'Kibal Schar, although at first glance you can argue there's enough parashas, there's so much Torah we were giving Darish V'Kibal Schar, we need a whole parasha for Darish V'Kibal Schar, is because this parasha in the Torah is a gift. It's a matana that the Eibush gave us. There's so much here in this parasha that we can learn from. Darish V'Kibal Schar. Kibal Schar in this world. There's Matan Schar V'Tzidah, the Yesoidus and Chinuch and in other areas of life that you could take out of the parish of Ben Sayyid Umayr. The Torah gave it to us, not because it's really going to, it's never going to happen. A parent's never going to take his child and Ziknei Yair and they're going to give him Skiva. These things don't happen. But at the same time, there's a lot to be learned from this parasha. That's the Dorish for Kibal Schar. Regardless, we have another Blat Gemara that deals with the Ben Sayyid Umayr. Zok the Mishnah. So the Ben Sayyid Umayr, we know, only became a Ben Sayyid Umayr if he ate meat and he drank wine. But not ordinary meat and ordinary wine. It had to be meat and wine that's going to be moshach. Additionally, the Ben Sayyid Umayr would have had to have bought the meat and the wine. Not just that, as we're about to learn a Mishnah, the money that he used to buy the meat and wine had to be stolen, and it had to be stolen from his father. Zok the Mishnah, if the Ben Sayyid Umayr steals the money that he used to buy the meat and the wine from his father, and that he ate the meat and the wine that he bought with the stolen money in his father's rishos, or Mishal Acher, if he stole the money from somebody else, and he ate it in somebody else's rishos, Mishal Acher, if he stole the money from somebody else, other than he ate it in his father's rishos, Ein Nasim in Sayyid Meir, he doesn't become a Sayyid Meir. At when do you become a Sayyid Meir? She Yignoi Mishal Aviv, if he steals the money from his father, the Yoichel Bishos Acher, and he eats it in somebody else's rishos. So the Mishnah gave four different permutations of where he stole the money from and where he ate the basar and drank the wine. Says the Mishnah, the only one that would render the person a Ben Sayyid Umayr is if he steals the money from his father and he eats the food. The Gemara will explain why. It's not enough that he steals it from his father, but what he stole would have had to have been his father's and his mother. Says the Gemara, if somebody steals from his father, eats in his shoes of his father. That was the first example the Mishnah gave where the person does not become a Mitzrayim. Why not? He stole the money from his father. He went, took the food to go, he brought it home, and he ate it in his father's living room. Why is that a problem? Because even though the money that he stole from his father is shchiach to him, so what? So there's an assumption that he'll be able to do it again, because that's the whole theme of the Ben Sayyid Umayr, that he's acting in a way that we think he'll continue to act in. This isn't a one-time isolated event, but this is something that he's going to continuously do to the point where he may do averis that for which will be chayiv mizas bezdin. So says the Gemara, it's true that if he steals from his father, it's something that we could assume he may be able to do again because he lives with his father. It's very easy for him to steal. But at the same time, buzz, it's not mistaber that he's going to continue to eat in his father's rishos because he's afraid that his father's going to say, so where'd you get that steak dinner from? And he may find out that he stole the money from his father, so it can lead down a bad path. So it's not mistaber that this behavior is something he's going to continue to do, and therefore it doesn't turn him into a Ben Sayyid Umayr. If he stole the money from somebody else and he ate it in somebody else's rishos, even though there's no svara of buzz, he's not afraid because he's eating in somebody else's rishos, so he's not worried about his father catching him, his father's not around, but at the same time, it's not shchiach for him to be able to steal other people's money.
His father's money is not so easy. It's not so difficult to steal, right? Your father's sleeping. You take his credit card. Not so complicated. But somebody else's, that could be a little more challenging. So again, it's not something that we're concerned is going to turn into a way of life. So therefore, he doesn't become a ben tzayir mar. Certainly, if he would steal the money from somebody else and eat the food in his father's rishos, in that case, number one, it's not shchiach. Ubayis. And he's afraid. It's loy shchiach because he stole it from somebody else, which is loy shchiach. He's eating it in his father's rishos, which is something he's afraid to do. So that certainly wouldn't make him a ben tzayir mar. When does he become a ben tzayir mar? Achi yignoiv mishalaviv. He steals from his father, which is shchiach. V'yoychel b'shos acher. He eats in somebody else's shos, which he's not afraid to do. The shchiach levelay bias. There we're afraid he's going to be a ben tzayir mar. So according to the Tana Kama, he has to steal from his father and eat b'shos acher. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah added that it's not enough that he steals from his father. He has to steal from his mother as well. Sokti gemara, ima minale. Where does his mother have anything? Right, your mother's not supposed to have anything. Masha konsa isha kana baile in halacha. At least midrabbanan, and anything your mother owns belongs to your father. Amar Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina misuda muchenes lavaviva. It means he stole from the food that was prepared for his mother. So his father really calls the shots. He's the one that owns the money in the house. But at the same time, he bought food, he prepared a meal, and he sat down in his mother's seat and he ate food that was mucheness, la'avivu le'imai, and that's how he becomes a mensayer emay. But the Gemara says, v'am rabchan bar maylod, amar rafuna, eini chai v'achik nebasa v'zalva yeichel yayin b'zalva yisht. Meaning, you don't become mensayer emay if you steal the food and you steal the wine. You have to steal the money, buy the food and buy the wine. Buy it for cheap. Because again, that's where we're concerned that this is going to be moshach. So that can't be what's going on. If there's a fartig suda, you don't become a ben tzayir mar, even if you steal it. It's talking about where the father set aside money. This is for tonight's dinner. Put $100 aside. The suda was supposed to be for the father and the mother. The son went ahead and stole it. It's considered mucheness la'aviv u'be'imai. And that's what basically Yehuda means when he says, achi yignam mishal aviv u'mishal imai. Iba yesema da'akni la achar. It's talking about where somebody else was makna something to his mother. Va'amal, and he told her, amenashe in le'baylech rishusban. He specifically stipulated that I don't want your husband to have any rishus. It's true. Ordinarily, masha konsa isha kana baila. But if somebody, a little bit of a lumpus, gives something to the mother and says specifically, makes a stipulation, I'm being machnet to you, but I don't want your husband to have a chelik in it. So it works. In that case, it would be mishalimai. So if the son went and stole some of his father's money and some of his mother's money, it's only then that he becomes a ben tzayir umar. Now again, why does the halacha of achi yignoi mishal aviv, or according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, achi yignoi mishal aviv mishal imai? So pashup shad is, the Gemara said, because it's shchiach. We need that it should be shchiach in order to say that we're establishing behavior that we believe is going to be recurring and that the ben tzayir mar is not going to be able to stop doing later in life. But I saw in the Zeis Liakiv, that's from Agoyin Reb Shmuel Yankiv Zatzal, so he has many pieces in the Zeis Liakiv on Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Kisaiti regarding the Ben Tzayir Umar. It's like 7 or 8 Marachas on the Ben Tzayir Umar. And one of the things that he says in one of his pieces is that it could be there's more of a tifkite over here. There's a pnimius over here. And he says it could be the tifkite is because you see that a part of what makes the Ben Tzayir Umar or Ben Tzayir Umar is that he's Soirer, he's Sarman Aderech, but he's also Moira, he's Mamre B'Shalov. That's why he gets Skila, because he's a Makla of a Ve'imai. So it could be the reason we need for him to steal from his father and mother, it's just another layer in how much he's violating his parents. That here, his parents, who he's supposed to respect, not only is he not respecting them, not only is he not listening to them, but he's even stealing from his father. He's even stealing from his mother. It's all a chelek. It's a tifkite in the umayra part of what makes the ben tzayir umayra. Hayo aviv roitza. So the pasuk says the child is not listening to his parents. The tofsu by aviv imay. His parents should pick him up, grab him, and they should tell the ziknei iroi b'neinu zeh soiru moira einenu shemea b'koileinu zoilu soibitz. It sounds like the parents have to be the ones that take this child and hand him over to Bezin. What if the father wanted to hand over the child to the authorities and the mother didn't want to? Or of the Eimei writes, and the father didn't want of Eimei writes, and the mother wanted to. Eimei Nasim and Seiru Meir, Achi Yu Shneim writes them. They both have to be in agreement. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Amlei Hoise Eimei Ruui La Aviv, Eimei Nasim and Seiru Meir." Another halacha: if the father and mother were not ruuyim for each other, we'll see what that means. They don't. This child couldn't become a ben Seiru Meir. So two halachas in the Mishnah. The first halacha is the father and the mother have to be in unison. They both have to be in agreement that they want this child to be handed over. If one wants and the other doesn't want, einu nasa ben seir umer. The second halach in the Mishnah is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that if the Aviv and the Imai were not ru'uyim for each other, and we're going to see this is a very important shita, einu nasa ben seir umer. So my einu, what did Rabbi Yehuda mean? The first part of the Mishnah is self-explanatory. But the second part of the Mishnah, if the mother and the father were, this was an incompatible shidduch, so to speak. What does that mean? Doesn't mean that halachically they weren't allowed to marry each other because there was an ervin. So if, who cares? Why should that be a reason for there not to be a ben soir umayr? Avua avua ninu v'imei imei ninu. His father's his father and his mother's his mother. Now he's a mamzer. That's true. He is the child of a marriage that was supposed to never happen. Parents are going to be chayiv misa, chayiv krisos. They have a very special place in halacha and the lumdus, the sugyas of nashim and nezikin, etc., etc. But at the end of the day, his father's his father and his mother's his mother. So why shouldn't there be a halacha of ben seir umayr? Elo, you know what it means when Rabbi Yehuda said, "Am lehoyse imay ru'uyu la'aviv b'shovel la'aviv." It means if the father and the mother were not identical, they weren't one and the same person, so to speak, then the halacha is there's no ben soir umayr. Tanya nami hachi. Rabbi Yehuda explained it in a braisa. If the mother and the father were not the same, in what way? Bikoil, they didn't have the same voice. Ubemara, they didn't look the same. Ubekoima, and they weren't the same height. Einay nasa ben soir umayr. My time, the Amar Krokus, the pasuk says, einenu shemeya bikoilenu. The pasuk says that the parents are going to say that the child's not listening to our voice. It sounds like our voice, it's one voice. It's koil echad. And mid the koil be inan shavin, just like the voice has to be the same. Mara v'koyma nami be inan shavin. The mara and the koyma has to be the same. Says the Gemara, now you know the rest of the story. Kemad azahad etanya ben soyer umayr lohoyiv aliyasa liyoiz. Like whom is the following brisa going? The brisa that says that ben soyer umayr never happened, nor will it ever happen. V'lova nichtof. If it's never going to happen, why was it written? Droish v'kabel schar. Kemad kura. It's this Rabbi Yehuda. It's not possible that the father and the mother should sound the same. They should look the same. They should be the same height. It's an impossibility. Thus, this is a technical detail that there's no way to ever meet. Must be then the ben soir umayr never happened. If it never happened, why was it written? Drash v'kibel schar iba yisema. Or you could say that the brisa that says that ben soir umayr lehoyv aliyasa liyos is Reb Shimon. The Tanya Rama Reb Shimon v'chem meich sha'achal zeh tartim rabasa v'shosa chatzi ilug yayin. This ben soir umayr, at the end of the day, he doesn't listen to his parents, and he's a zoil of a saiva, which means he ate a tartima of basar and a chatzu lug yayin, according to the Tanakam on the Mishnah on the Afayin Amar Aleph. Over the imam mitzin oisel l'soikla, it doesn't make sense that his parents would take this child and give him skila. It's never going to happen. El alay hayav alay yasad liyas. V'lam enichtav darech v'kibol schar. Bottom line, either it's Rabbi Yehuda or it's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda said that the parents of the ben soir umayr had to be identical. Bekoil, bemaru, bekoima. By the way, it sounds like the two seirim on Yom Kippur, right? They had to be identical. So they had to be identical. Bekoil b'maru, it's not a possibility. It's not a, by the way, by the two serum, it can happen. Maybe they were identical twins. Identical twins can't get married. You can't marry a sister. So it's not a possibility. Although we said by Chavi Krisis it could happen. But again, it won't happen. The bottom line is that it's koil, right? The Gemara said it is possible b'n soyer married by Chavi Krisis. Yeah, but either way, doesn't matter. The point is that it's something that's an impossibility. And therefore, Rav Shimon said that it doesn't make sense that there'd ever be a ben soir umayr, because which father, which mother are going to take their child, bring them el ziknei iroyin, let the entire city give them skila, because he ate a tartim or basa and it was shasa chatzil lo yayin. So again, why did the Torah write it? Drosh v'kibol schar. Omer Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason said, I disagree. And not just that, I know for a fact it's wrong. Because ani re'isif, I saw a ben soir umayr. As a matter of fact, I saw the tombstone of a ben soir umayr of Yashafti al Kivroi, and I sat on it. Come on, also zokti mahar time and learned to the price. Dere nidachas never happened, nor will it ever happen. Why was it written? It's all about getting schar. Zokti gemara. Come on, Krebeli has it. So the same thing we're saying about ben soir umayr, the price says about a nir nidachas. Zokti gemara. Which shita is it that
suggest a technicality that wouldn't allow the Irin Yadachas to ever play itself. That is Rabbi Eliezer. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Kol Irshe, in Yeshba, Afilo Mezuzah Achas, in Anasas Irin Yadachas. A city that has even one Mezuzah can't be Irin Yadachas. My time. It's very simple. It's back of the envelope arithmetic. Because Omakra, the Pasuk, says about Kol Sholitik, Pasal Tikr, Kavas, Raftim H. Terry says that every single last thing in the city you'd had to take and you'd have to burn. So, keep it Ikr Mezuzah. Now, if there's a Mezuzah, the Mezuzah also has to be a burn. But Layash, you can't burn a Mezuzah. Dich Sivlo, Sasan King, Lashem Alekechem. It says, Davi Dazar, you should destroy. But Loy Sasan King, Lashem Alekechem. The Mezuzah has all the scars of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's Sheamus. You can't burn a Mezuzah, Chalila. So therefore, it's not possible for there to be an Eir Nidachas. I'm Reb Yoinison said, the same Reb Yoinison said, Aniro Yisiyah, it's not true. I saw an Eir Nidachas. V'yashafti al Tila, I was right there. I was at the spot of where the Eir Nidachas. So what a coincidence that Reb Yoinison punked saw the Ben Sayer Umayr that some Tanam felt never happened, never will happen, and he saw the Eir HaNidachas. So two times he's in the right place at the right time. So Ayin be Musa Sfarim and be Sifrei Machshava and Sifrei Chassidus to get a little bit of an understanding of Pshat and Rabbi Yonis. Either way, come on, also Hadet Tanya. There's a third thing where Chazal said, Loi Hayah v'Loi Aser Liyos. Hadet Tanya, Beis HaManuga, Loi Hayah v'Loi Aser Liyos. So in the Parsha Mitzayra, we know a person can become a Mitzayra, clothing can become a Mitzayra, and a bias, the Beis HaManuga could be a Mitzayra. But there's a Brisa that says the Beis HaManuga is just a Parsha in the Torah. Loi Hayah v'Loi Aser Liyos. V'Lo Manichta, why was it written? Who's that like? Come on, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon. The time we went to the Mishnah, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, Noim, Eloi, the man of Ayis, tell me the house cannot become a base of Manuga, Achi, Yirik, Ishtei, Grisin, Al, Shtei, Avonim. Unless you see a Nega, which is the size of two Grisin, it has to be on two stones. Bishnei Ksalim, the two stones have to be on two different walls. Bekeret Zavis, but it has to be on a corner. So the two Negoyim are actually going to meet each other. Arkei Kishnei Grisin. The length has to be two gris, and the rach by kigris, and the width has to be a gris. So, my time with the Blaz Reb Shimon, how Blaz Reb Shimon know that? Ksiv kir, because by describing the Beis HaMadugah, it says that the nega was on the kir, singular, on the wall. Viksiv, it says kirois, in the plural. It was on the walls. Ezo kir shuki kirois. What's a wall? That's like walls. Have the yomis a Karen Zavis? That's a Karen Zavis. According to Blaz Reb Shimon, the chances of this happening are not good. Therefore, loy haya v'layasid liyos. Zok the Gemara Tanya, we learn to the Brisa. Amar Rabbi Elazar Rab Tzot. Makamayi b'tchum Azah. There was a place in Tchum Azah. Vayukayrin oisoy churvas hasagirta. They used to call it churvas hasagirta. Says Rashi, churva mitzayra. This is a churva of what was once a bias that was a mitzayra. Amar Rab Shimon ish kfar akir pamach salachti the Galil. I once went to the Galil. V'ro'isi makam and I saw a place shemitzayin oisoy. The Amru, and they said, Avone Menugois Pinu L'Sham. They would be Mitzayim it. They were putting markers there, so Kehanim should know they're not allowed to go there. There's Tumas Meis over there. And they said, what's the Tumas Meis? These are stones of a Beis HaMenuga that were all dumped in that area. But the bottom line is, I say Meres, that the Beis HaMenuga is something that actually could have happened. Zok Tum Mishnah Vaita. Hoya Echad Miyam Gideim. If one of the parents was a gideim, he didn't have a hand. Oy chiger feet. Oy ilem, he couldn't talk. Oy suma. Oy cheresh. In and out of inside remote. It says v'tofso v'yava v'ima. His parents are going to grab him. V'lo gidmin. Not parents that can't grab. V'itziu oisai. They're going to walk him out. V'lo chigren. Not parents that can't walk. V'amru. V'lo ilmin. Not parents that can't talk. B'neinu zeh. That means they see the child. V'lo sumin. Einenu shemeya b'koyleinu. V'lo charoshim. Not parents that can't hear. Masrim boy b'fnei shleisha. They would warn the ben tzayir meira in front of three people. Umalkanoi, so then they would give him malkus. Chaza v'kilkel. If the child continued with his behavior, nidim b'esim v'shleisha, then he got mises bezdin b'esim v'shleisha, which was skila v'enoi niskel. However, he couldn't get skila achiyusham shleisha rishayim unless he had three of the original dayanim. So the three dayanim that presided over the malchus had to be three of the 23 members of the bezin that was going to give the child mises bezdin shenema. How do you know that? Because it says b'neinu zeh shaloka b'fneichem. This is the child that had previously gotten malchus in front of you. Zok the Gemara, Sham Mino, Abin and Krokid Chsir. So he had a whole bunch of chidushim la'alacha that if the parents are gideim or chiger or ileim or suma echeresh, the child doesn't become ben soyer meir. What was it based on? Just the reading of the pasuk. V'tafsu by other v'imay, and we're saying v'tafsu is literally. It says v'hoitziu,
because vaytziu means they literally walked the child out. The amru literally vilayumin, etc. So the Gemara, you see from here, being in Krat, this could have implications in other areas in Allah. Rashi says it's a raya to shita shmuel le'il men heyomid beis. But the bottom line is, every time you see a word in the Torah, so it's literally, the amru means literally they talked. So the Gemara, no, shani hacha the kulik kroy yaseira. The entire pasuk is a kroy yaseira. Rashi tells us what the pasuk could have said, but the bottom line is the entire pasuk is a kroy yaseira. Being that it's a kroy yaseira, that's why we're darshaning it. But if it wasn't a kroy yaseira, we actually would have no right to darshan this pasuk. They would warn the child in front of three people. Fake the Gemara Lamali. Betray Sagi. Hasra usually has to be in front of two people. And why do you even need it to be in front of two people? There should be Eidim that can testify that we know this child was warned. Otherwise, you can't prosecute it. So you could prosecute the child if you know that the child was warned. So why do you need three? This is where you read the price. Masrim boy b'fnei shnayim. The Hasra itself was in front of two people. Umalkin oisei b'fnei shleisha. But the Malkus was in front of three. And this is based on the first mission of the Masechta. That says that Malkus is b'fnei shleisha. You're giving a Malkus that has to be in front of three people. Frek the Gemara, Malkus b'ven sayir meir hechik siva. Doesn't really say anywhere in the Torah Malkus by a ben sayir meir. So how do you know at all that the ben sayir meir gets Malkus? Says the Gemara, it's true. It doesn't say Malkus, but it says the word v'yisru. And kidir abavo, dam rabavo, lamadnu v'yisru mi v'yisru, v'yisru mi ben, uben mi bin, Vayim ben Akas Arasha. So Rabbi was actually talking about a Moitzi Shemra. A Moitzi Shemra gets Malkus. Moitzi Shemra is one of the two people that are Loiku Mashalim. It's Malkus, he has to pay Knas. But the Moitzi Shemra is Loiku Mashalim. Now really, in the Torah, it doesn't say anywhere the Moitzi Shemra gets Malkus. But it says regarding the Moitzi Shemra, the Yisru, I say. And Rabbi said the Yisru means Malkus. You know why I know that? Because it says the Yisru by the Ben Sayru Meir. And by the Ben Sayru Meir, it says the word Ben. Ben Sayru Meir. And Ben means Malkus because it says Vahaya im bin Hakis Arasha. It's a different Akuda, but the same letters. Im bin Hakis Arasha. Vahaya im bin Hakis Arasha means Malkus from Makis Tavdei's thing. So Vahaya im bin Hakis Arasha means Malkus. Ben means Malkus. It says V'yisru, so I know V'yisru means Malkus. That's how I know that V'yisru by Meitzi Shemra also means Malkus. But what part of this Rabavo do we need for Sugi? That V'yisru in the parasha of Ben Sayru Meira means Malkus. Chaza v'kilkel nida mechav gimel. How do we know it's nida mechav gimel? Because it says v'neinu zeh. That's how we know that three of the 23 members of this Bezdin had to be the original three Dayanim that presided over the Malkus. So the Malkus was going to be in front of three Dayanim. The Dine de Foshes was going to be in front of 23 Dayanim. Achidish la'alocha. You need that three of the 23 Dayanim should have been the three Dayanim that were there by the Malkus. How do I know that? B'neinu zeh. These three Dayanim. This is the child that you gave Malkus, now you're going to give him Mises Bezdin. The Mishnah already used the word Zeh to teach me that the parents had to be able to see. Zeh v'loy sumin. They're looking at the child. So how could you use Zeh to teach me two halachas? In kein lichtiv b'neinu hu. Ma b'neinu Zeh, shma minotarati. Could have said b'neinu hu. Said it says b'neinu Zeh. And that's how I know the two halachas. So before we go weiter, just two ha'aras. So we saw that in order for this child to be a ben sayru meirer, the pasuk says v'tafsu v'ovev v'imay, his parents would have to take the child. V'itziu oisei al ziknei iroi v'el shar mekoymay v'amru, and they tell bezdin b'neinu zeh sayru meirer einenu shemeh b'koleinu zaylo v'sayve. And this is an integral part of the parasha, that the parents had to be the ones that took the child and handed the child over to Bezdin. But if the parents are not the ones that handed the child over to Bezdin, if a Rebbe did it, or if a neighbor did it, or if somebody else did it, but it wasn't the parents themselves that did it, the child didn't become a Besayru Meir. We needed V'tafsu Bayavav, so much so that the Gemara darshins every single word in this pasuk literally. V'tafsu, V'loigide, V'hitziu, V'loichiger, V'amru, V'loilein. This pasuk is critical in terms of what made a child a Besayru Meir. There's a sugya in the next parak, in Parak HaNesrofim, that we're going to get to in a few weeks, that's going to discuss Ben Sayru Meir as well. And there the Gemara says a very interesting halacha. It says that if the parents would take this child and hand him over to Beis Din, and afterwards they would say, you know something? We have charata. We have remorse. M'moicho. That's the lashon HaGemara. I'm moicho, my son. I want my son back. I'm moicho, my son. The halacha is in an asav and soyer meir. It's machlokes rishonim at what point the mechila would help. Are we talking about before the gemara din? We're talking about after the gemara din. So that's a big machlokes rishonim. But
It's a Gemara that if the parents would be Meichel, the child wouldn't be a Mitzayir and Meira. And the question is, why is this so critical? And the truth is, if you think about it, why are we killing the Mitzayir and Meira? Because Yardet Torah L'Seif Daiti Shaladim, the Chachamim looked into their crystal ball, so to speak, and they saw that this child one day is going to be doing worse averis, he's going to be chayiv. Misa yom zakev, ayom is chayiv. So if the reason we're killing the Mitzayir and Meira is because he's showing tendencies right now that one day we believe are going to lead to him doing terrible, terrible things, so we should kill him. Yom zakev, ayom is chayiv. Why let this neshama go up to Shemayim chayiv? Let it go up zakev. And what does that have to do with whether it was v'tavsu b'yav v'imoy, it wasn't tavsu b'yav v'imoy, and why should the parents mechila later help? As I saw in the Shem Yishmuel, Sachet Shavagoyin, the son of Avni Nezer, he says, a dover nifla adlamot. He says, you're missing the whole point. He says, the only reason the Chachamim felt that they could be Yoyrid L'Seif Taitish of Mitzayir u'Meira is because this was a child whose parents gave up hope on him. His parents took him, but to the extent that the parents would not give up hope on this child, to the extent that the parents would not take the child and hand him over to the authorities, the parents would not think that this child one day is going to end up being a Mitzayir u'Meira, but they themselves would show hope in this child, he wouldn't become a Mitzayir u'Meira. So if the parents are not the ones doing it, you don't have to worry about him. Because it's true, the kid's going through a rough period, but the parents will be there for him. Everything is going to work out fine. It's only when v'tafsu b'yom v'imoy, v'yitziu oisel zikne irev el shar mekoymai. And you know what? Even if the parents took him and they handed him over, but they realized that, what am I, crazy, handing over my child? Das is euch genug. Because as long as there are parents there that are rooting for this child, you have nothing to worry about. Everything is going to be fine. That's the darish v'kibul schar of this halacha right here. It's true. He's a zoylo v'soyve. And really, chazal v'yoyrit l'soyf daito shal ben soyru meir, shesoyf megamer nichsei oviv, umavakishli mudai, umalastim es habriyos, he's going to kill people, etc., etc. It's all true. But it's only if his parents give up hope. But to the extent that his parents are still there for him, if they weren't yet v'tafsovay oviv v'imoy, v'yitziu oisei al-ziknei iroy, in that event, you don't have to worry. I think it's kedai just to remember a very powerful vart from the Divrei Yatzev, the Hilge Kleisenberger Rebbe, who said that we all know the Gemara Masechta Shabbos that Peites Amid Beis. The Gemara says that La'asad Lovei Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to want to redeem Klal Yisrael. He's going to want bring the Geula, but he's going to see that the Yidden don't really have schosim. So he's going to turn to the Avos HaKadoshim. Let them be a Sanegar. Let them lobby on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says Shabbos Peites Amid Beis that Hashem is going to go first to Avram and he's going to tell Avram Banecha Chatu. So Avram is going to say, Banecha Chatu, okay, you macha akdush shmecha, then do what you have to do, wipe out Klai Yisrael. Then Hashem is going to go to Yaakov, Yaakov is going to say the same thing. Hashem is going to say, I see that the Zayd Avram is not saying good, and the Enoko Yaakov is not saying good. Maybe Yitzchak is going to have something to say. And the Gemara says, Yitzchak is going to have what to say, and he's going to stand up on behalf of Klai Yisrael. He's going to tell Hashem, Banai, they're my sons, and they're not your sons. B'shoshe, I'm the Yisrael, Al Harsinai, and they said, Nasiv and Ishmael, you said, wow, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. And now all of a sudden, where they're sitting, they're my children. And the Gemara tells the story how Yitzchak is going to lobby on behalf of Klai Yisrael. He's going to cut a deal with Hashem, and eventually the Geula Asid is all going to happen in the schutz of Yitzchak. And the Kleisenberger Rebbe said, he said, what's going on in this Gemara? How do you understand Pasha B'shan in this Gemara? How do you understand the Gemara? That Yitzchak, Avram, no, Yaakov, just kill the Yidden. Only Yitzchak is going to be the one that's going to stand. So says the Kleisman, you don't understand the Gemara. What the Gemara is saying is that Lassad Lava, Yaakovish Baruch, who's going to realize the Yidden don't deserve Geula. And he's going to be looking for a schus. What schus do the Yidden have for me to be able to go and redeem them? They don't have a schus. See, he's going to look at Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had a son that wasn't worthy of maybe the love of a father, that didn't behave so properly. And of course, Avram loved Yishmael, but we know what Chazal say, what the Torah says, that Avram made a decision. He said, Yishmael can't live in my house anymore. Goresh has been on Mazois. Yaakov had sons, Shimon v'Levi Yachim. He gave them very strong teichach and parashas vayichi. But Yitzchak had a son, Esav. And what does the pasuk say? Vayehav Yitzchak is Esav. Yitzchak had unconditional love, even to a son, Esav. And La'asid Lavoi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be looking for a schus, a midah, that could be ma'or in Shemayim, a reason for Klal Yisrael to be nigel, he's going to look at Yitzchak. And he's going to say, if Yitzchak could have unconditional love for his son Esav, I can show unconditional love to B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, to my children Klal Yisrael. So it's in the schus of Yitzchak that eventually there's going to be the Geula Asidah. Zok the Mishnah, Barach, if the Mitzayir u'Meira ran away,
actually nigmar dinoi, before the gemar din. And afterwards, he had the zokin hatachdoin, which means he's no longer of the age where he can be a ben seiru meir potter. So this was a runaway ben seiru meir. So he was going to be prosecuted. He escaped, and by the time they caught him, he already was too old to be prosecuted as a ben seiru meir. Now he did the averus when he was young enough, but right this second, he can't be a ben seiru meir because he's already too old. Right, Kruspadoi said at the beginning of the parak, we learned this on Yontif, that the whole tkufa of a ben seiru meir is sachakol. It's gibel chadashim. The whole story is 3 months. So the 3 months passed. The halach is potter. They couldn't prosecute him anymore. So you could only prosecute the ben seiru meir when he's of an age. Where had he done that very now, he'd be a ben seiru meir. Then mishen nigmar dino, if there was already a gemar din, and then he ran away, barach, va'achachach hikdezokim tachten, and then when they caught him, he was already too old to have been a ben seiru, then it's chayev. So if he ran away before the gemar din, you want the gemar din to take place at a time where right this second he can't be a ben seiru meir, that's not something you can do. But if the gemar din happened already, it's just a question of giving him Mises Bezdin, you can give him even after that time. So a chiddush, the ratio of the Mishnah. Again, what the ratio of the Mishnah say? That a ben seiru meir who did the averus during the window of time when he is a ben seiru meir, but he was barach before the gemar din. Now they caught him, but by the time they caught him and they want to prosecute him and issue a gemar din, he's already too old in the sense that if he would do the averus now, he wouldn't be a ben seiru meir. The halacha is potter. The gemar din happened already. That's the safe in the Mishnah. Then he would be a ben seiru meir. Omer Rab Chanina, a very lamed shagamara. Ben noyach shebirich es Hashem. A ben noyach that was mevarich es Hashem, and mevarich es Hashem is something that a ben noyach is not allowed to do. Va'acha kach nizgayer, and then he became a ger. So now he's a yid potter. The halacha is potter. So when he was a ben noyach, he was mevarich es Hashem. He was megayer, and now as a yid, Bezdin wants to prosecute him. So the halacha is he can't prosecute him anymore. And really, it's a chiddush. Because a ben noyach is not allowed to be mevarich es Hashem. A yid's not allowed to be mevarich es Hashem. So man of shach, he wasn't allowed to be mevarich es Hashem. Now you'll tell me, Gershon is gair ki kachin oyladami. If Gershon is gair ki kachin oyladami, then shouldn't he have mechilas avoinus on the avera that he did when it was a ben noyach? So anyways, it shouldn't be a problem. So maybe we'll talk about that one day this week. But ben noyach shebirich es Hashem ve'achakach nesgair potter. What's the reason? Hoyu v'nishtan edinoy. Because being that the din of the ben noyach changed from when he went from ben noyach to Yisrael, vinishtana, very important hagah, vinishtana misase, and the type of misa that he gets changed as well. Nishtana dinoy, says Rashi, because we know ben noyach doesn't need edim and asra, doesn't need a bezin shach of gimel, doesn't need two edim, and he doesn't need asra. A yid, in order for him to be prosecuted as a megadif, as a mevarach Hashem, bezin shach of gimel, two edim, and there would have to be Asra as well. But it's also Nishtana Misasai. Because a Yid that's Mevarach Hashem gets Skila, Ben Noyach always gets Saif. So it's Nishtana Dinoi and it's Nishtana Misasai. It's for that reason he's not going to be Chayiv Misa at all. He's Potter. Zok the Gemara, name of Messiah Eli. I think I have a Raya to this huge Chiddush of Rab Chanina from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Baruch Hachloi Nigmar Dinoi, Ve'achakei Chigizok and Avtachtoin. If the Ben Sayer Meir ran away before the Gemar Din, and by the time they caught him, there was already Hikiv Zakim Matachdin Potter. My time, why is he Potter? Isn't it because we say, being that it was Nishtana Gufay, he's in a place right now that if he would do the Aveiru, he'd be Potter. So you see that if Nishtana Matsavoy, from the time that he did the Aveiru to the time of the Gemar Din, you can't prosecute him anymore. So say the same thing in Reb Chanina's case, but the Gemara says the obvious Chiluk, Loi Shani Hochid, the Avat Hashel Labak Tolu. The difference is, in our Mishnah, right now, if he would do the Aveiru, he wouldn't be chayiv at all. In Rab Chanina's case, if the ben noyach after he was megayir would be mevarach es Hashem, he'd be chayiv misa. It's nishtana dinoy and nishtana misasa. There's no edim asra. It also went from saif to skila. But he's not potter. So it could be in our Mishnah, you see the concept of ishtani, where if you would do it right now, you'd be potter. It's not necessarily a raya to Rab Chanina's case, where if he would do the Aveira now, he would be Chayev, albeit he'd get a different Misa. So the Gemara says, Toshma, maybe bring a Raya from the Seifa, a very Shvera Havamino. In Mishenik, Mardine Barach, the Seifa said that if the Ben Soyer Moira ran away after the Gemara Din, Va'achakaf, Hikiv Zokin Atachdoin, Chayev, in that case he's going to be Chayev. So that should be a Kasha. says the Gemara on Rab Chanina, because you see a chayiv if you run away after the Gemara din. So the Gemara, Nigmar din ka amrat, Nigmar din gavra ketelu. No, if anything that happens after the Gemara din doesn't affect you, because once there's a Gemara din, you're already a gavra ketelu, a chayiv misa. You can run and you can come back, and nine things could change between now and then. Who cares? Once there's a Gemara din, there's a Gemara din. Rab Chanina is talking about where you ran away before the Gemara din, and he's saying a chiddush that just like you see a shtani in the Mishnah, in his case, you also see a shtani. He's saying a bigger chiddush, because in the Mishnah, you were ishtana to a place where had you done that vera, now you'd be potter. In Reb Chanina's case, it was just ishtana dinay and ishtana misasay. But you certainly don't have a kasha from the seifa. If you ran away after the Gemara din, that's a whole different story. Tashma, benoyach shikas chavera, benoyach hits his friend, or ubal ishas chaveroi. So either it was ritzicha, he killed his friend, or there was gilei arayas, v'niskayer, and then he was megayer, potter. Also came to Yisrael. If he would do the same thing to a Yisrael, v'neskayer, chayev, the halacha is, he would be chayev. So a benoyach that kills another benoyach, or benoyach that is guilty of eshes ish with a benoyach, the halacha is, if he's megayer, potter. We're not going to prosecute him anymore. Now, why are we going to not prosecute him anymore? This is our Mishnah. It's the resh of our Mishnah. Because right now, as a Yid, if he would have done these averes, if he would kill a benoyach, or if he'd be mezana with an eshes ish benoyach, he wouldn't be chayiv misa. So even though when he did it, he was a benoyach, he was chayiv misa, but al zeh nemar, the resh of our Mishnah. That's the resh. Being that had he done it now, he would have been potter. It's like the ben soy rumor, you can't prosecute him. It's the same concept. You can't prosecute a benoyach when he's a Yid for what he did when he was a benayach. But what we want is the seifa. Also came be Yisrael, v'neskayer chayev. If he would do it to Yisrael, if he would kill, a benayach kills a Yisrael, he's chayev misa. If a Yid kills a Yisrael, he's chayev misa. If a benayach is mezana with an eshes ish Yisrael, he's chayev misa. If a Yid is mezana with an eshes ish Yisrael, he's chayev misa. And what does the Mishnah say? Also came be Yisrael, chayev. He is going to be chayev misa. It's not like Reb Chanina, v'amai neima hoil v'shtani ishtani. Wasn't it ishtani? Why is it ishtani? Because as a benoyach, there was no eid of eidim asra. And as a benoyach, it was sayif. And over here, there is eid of eidim asra, and it's a different misa. So Akhtumar, no, it's not true. Ishtani dinoy u misasa bidinoy. In order for there to be ishtani, you need that it should be ishtani dinoy and misasay. Vahai dinoy ishtani, misay lo ishtani. Dinoy is ishtani, because a benoyach doesn't need eid of eidim asra, a Yisrael does. But over here, it's not ishtani misasay. Why? Bishlein ha-reitzeach, Akhtumar, understand why reitzeach is not ishtani, because mikar sayif ashtin sayif. What is the benoyach who kills someone get? Saif. Benoyach always gets saif. What is a yid that kills somebody get? Also saif. So it's not ishtani misasa. So it's not a kash, Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina said the aloha of ishtani by Mevorach Hashem. By Mevorach Hashem, it's ishtani dinoy and it's ishtani misasa. Because the benoyach that's Mevorach Hashem gets saif, Yisrael that's Mevorach Hashem gets skilo. But over here, by Ritzicha, you have ishtani dinoy, eid eidim vasra, but you don't have ishtani misasa, because the Ritzicha Yisrael also gets saif. El eishas ish, but eishas ish, meikar saif ahash lechenek. It's a different miso, because if Yisrael is born in Eishas Ish, he gets chenek. If a benayach is born in Eishas Ish, he gets saif. He also gets saif. So I understand why this seif is not a kasha Reb Chanina with regards to benayach shehikes chaveroi. But why isn't it a kasha with regards to benayach shebal Eishas chaveroi? Zok de gemara benayra murasa. We're talking about a nayra murasa. The divide beskilo. It's talking about where he was born in Eishas Ish nayra murasa. Oh, if he was born in nayra murasa, man of shachet skilo. So it's a shtani dina, but it's not a shtani misasi. But the gemara says, va'asa can be Yisrael dumi de Eishas chaveroi ktani. Isn't the reish and the seif talking about the same case? The reish is talking about where he was born Eishas Chaveroi Benoyach. The Seif is talking about when he was born Eishes Chaveroi Yisrael. And we know that there's no Naira Murasa when it comes to Benoyach. We learned all these sugis together. There's no Naira Murasa when it comes to Benoyach. Why not? V'hib Ulas Ba. We learn it from Avimelech and Sarah. So you obviously, this price is not talking about a Naira Murasa. So Gemara Elu, you have to say a different reason. You want to know why. The answer why it's not a kasha Reb Chanina is because Reb Chanina only said as halacha where it's a shtani dina and a shtani misasay. And this is a shtani dina, but it's not a shtani misasay. In terms of why it's not a shtani misasay, Retzeach is not a shtani misasay because Ben Noyach that kills gets saif, and Yisrael that kills gets saif. Eishes Ish is also not a shtani misasay because the Ben Noyach that's mezana gets saif. Yisrael that's mezana gets chenek, but chenek is less chomer than saif. Thus, it's kala b'chamura and meshach shaychi. It's like b'chlam asayimana. So the truth is, when we give the benayach saif, we're really giving him chenek too. It's chenek plus. That's the way we look at it. It's chenek plus. So it's as if it wasn't ishtani misasai, because he got saif, but included in Saif was Chenek. So it's as if it was Leish Tani Misasi. But the Mar says, honey, Chal Rabban, that's all going according to Rabban and the Amri Saif Chavar. According to Rabban, the whole Saif is more Chavar than Chenek. So Chenek is included in Saif. So it's a Shtani Din. It's not a Shtani Misasi. It's not a Sushu Rab Chenin. Who said it's a Lachavay Shtani Din and a Shtani Misasi? Elo, the Rab Shimon Dama Chenek Chavar. But according to Rab Shimon, that says Chenek is more Chavar than Saif. So Chenek is not included in Saif. Zok the Gemara. Rab Shimon, Sava Lakatana de Menash. Rab Shimon holds like Tana de Menasha. Dama, call Misa. Amur Lebnei Noach. In El Chenek. If you're halting cheshbon, this is a very geshmaki gemara. Rav Shimon is going to say just the opposite. Rav Shimon is going to hold like the man da'amah. There was a man da'amah that holds that a benoich always gets chenek. If a benoich always gets chenek, it's pashit why ish is ish is not ishtani misasai. Because a benoich gets chenek because he always gets chenek, and a yisrael that's born ish is ish also gets chenek. But what's the kasha? Now the kasha is going to be from Ritzeach. Because a benoich that kills gets chenek, because we're saying that Rav Shimon holds benoich always gets chenek. But yisrael that kills gets Saif. So Bishlam Eishesish. You answered Eishesish. Mikara Chenek VaHashtachenek. So it's only Ishtani Dinoi. Why is it Ishtani Dinoi again? Because Yisrael needs Eid Eidem Vasra. Benech doesn't need Eidem Eidem Vasra. It's not Ishtani Misasai. It's not a Tzushat Reb Chanina. Because Reb Chanina only said as Allah Chavayil Ishtani Ishtani when it's Ishtani Dinoi and Ishtani Misasai. But the kasha is Reitzeach is Ishtani Dinoi and it's Ishtani Misasai. Mikara Chenek. So when I always get chenek, vash the sayev. Zok the Gemara, kala bechamura meshach shaychi. Rav Shimon holds that chenek is more chamer than sayev. So when the benayach gets chenek, he's also getting sayev. I thought sayev is more chamer than chenek. This is Rav Shimon l'shitasai. Rav Shimon held that Sreif was more chamer than skiva, and he held that chenek was more chamer than sayev. Not like the rabbanon in both cases. So Rav Shimon l'shitasai is going to hold that benayach always gets chenek. Benayach always gets chenek. It's gishmak. Because it's not Ishtani Misasai by Gilei Arayis, by Baal Eishesish, because it's both Chenek. And it's not by Ritzicha either. Because originally he got Chenek, now he's going to get Saif. And Rav Shimon l'shitasai holds that Chenek is more Chenek. So there's a third sheet that's Rav Shimon in the sugyas of Abraham Yisrael Bezer. Number one, we hold Skila, Sreifa, Herik, Chenek. According to Rav Shimon, it's Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, and Herik. That's the order. And additionally, you see here that we hold Benoich usually gets Saif. According to Rav Shimon, he usually gets Chenek. Lema misa yeyale. Sorcha v'achikach bagr for Naira Murasa, who only gets prosecuted as a Naira Murasa. Learned that Erev Slichas, if she did that there when she was a Naira. So what if she was a Naira Murasa that was Mezano, and then she became a Boigris, Tidem b'chenek. Right now you give her Chenek. B'skila my time, why doesn't she get Skila? Lab mishum d'hoyol v'shtani yishtani. So you see, there's a halacha of hoyol v'shtani yishtani. Isn't this a nice raya to Rav Chanina? You see the concept of hoyol v'shtani yishtani. V'kol shkein hocha d'yishtani l'gamri. So madach the naira to the baigeres is yishtani. Certainly Rav Chanina's case. Amli Rav Yoichan l'tana t'niti the miski. You have no raya because there was a brisa that said that in that case she actually gets skila. So if you see she gets skila, you certainly have no raya. So again, this was a lomda shegemara. This is a solid week in yeshiva, but we do what we do, especially now with slichas, so we don't have as much time. But either way, more about the Ben Sayyid Umar.